Okay, so we're holding Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We said that.
No. So coming tomorrow.
So we're holding Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we just said how if someone buys something from Avodah Zarah, an animal, you have to injure it. You have to cut it from under the knee.
Yeah.
So why do we have to injure it? Because we don't want anyone to have enough from it. And we ask the same problem we also have, Lahavdil, in Kedusha. When you're marked as something, then Bizman Hazer, we don't want anyone to use it. So the Eitza is to do something so that no one come to have an offer. What's the Eitza the Gemara gives?
What's
the Eitza that's given?
I'm sorry.
What's the advice that we give
about what?
To someone who is not an animal in today's day when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? And the problem again is we want no one to come to have an offer from it. In that vein, it's similar to the Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Yet, what do we tell that person? We tell him, take the animal, lock it, imprison it, and until it just dies from starvation. So why don't we do the same thing? Why the difference? Why over here do we say, cut it from the foot, cut it from the knee, or from the, you know, from
instead
the knee.
Of?
And that's by Avodah Zarah. By Kedusha, we say, just put it in jail. Put it in jail, so it dies. Put it in jail without food. And we said that...
So that's if it has a mum.
No, that's by being marked as something with manazah. When you're marked as something with manazah, we don't have a mikdash. So the only eight is to...
Yeah. Lock it up.
To put it in prison. So now, the Gemara asks, why don't we shecht it? Why don't we just shecht the halakha animal? Oh,
okay.
One second. I skipped the answer. So the answer is the reason why we don't want to cut. The animal by Avodah Zarah by kachim, which in that case it's unlike Avodah Zarah, is because it's busy in kachim. We don't want to play around with the animal that's kaidish. By Avodah Zarah, we don't care for the animal.
How can you compare hegdesh to Avodah Zarah? Hegdesh is an animal that you're going to offer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the Beis HaMikdash was here, then you could offer it.
Right.
Avodah Zarah, you could never offer that, even if the Beis HaMikdash was here. So how can you compare one to the other?
The point is that in both cases, we need to ensure that no one has an offering. It's not, in a way, it's not a chefta. It's not a chefta zak. It's a garver zak. It's not that we don't care what happened to this animal. We care that nobody relates, how people relate to the animal. So the fact that they're fundamentally different, one is at the bottom of the spectrum, one is at the top of the spectrum. But the fact that they're fundamentally different doesn't mean that the Pale Mamish for other people for practical purposes is the same. One is Kredish, one is Avodah Zarah. But what do we want from
you mean from the Anah standpoint?
From the Anah standpoint it's the same. We just want people not to have Anah.
Okay.
So why here do we treat people
differently?
Yeah, we have a different outcome.
I understand.
The answer was because Mizayin Kachim. Really, the easier thing to do, and I guess Lassar Balachayim, is to just injure it from the foot under the knee.
And he dies like that?
I don't know if he'll die, but everyone will.
He cannot walk and he cannot feed itself.
Probably, but even if not, the point is people will know right away that this is not an animal that people will know to stay away from it. So why by Kachim we don't do it? Because busy in Kachem, even though this animal that you are makdish will never be brought to the Beis HaMikdash because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today.
Can it be considered Hekdesh without the presence of Beis Hamikdash?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's not a question. The question is...
How do you know that?
Of course.
If there's no Beis Hamikdash, how do you know that something could be Hekdesh?
That's why you're not supposed to be Makdash today. Of course it could be considered Hekdesh. Why not?
Because there's no Beis Hamikdash. And you know that you can never offer it. So to begin with, how could you say it's Hekdesh?
I don't know the answer to the question, but I also don't know why it shouldn't be Hekdesh.
I'm saying because you cannot offer it. Hekdesh is something that goes to the Eibishter. It's going to be offered.
So, well, first of all, the Beis Hamikdash could always be built in any second. So.
But okay, that's a different story. But right now, it's not.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's continue. So let's start from four lines from the bottom, from the top. Vinishchet and mishchet. Why don't we shech the animal from Kachem that you were matched with Manazah? The Gemara answers, also will it say Takala. You might come to a Takala that people will think that, oh, you shechted it. Must be a good animal. Let's eat it. Because we don't want people to eat it in any way, we therefore say that we have to treat it differently. The Lishvei Gisra, okay, so we won't shecht it, but let's cut it in half. Kill it in a way that everyone will know it's not a kosher animal to eat. It's not kosher to eat.
Vodazara animal?
No, the kachim. Yeah. Because this way...
Why it's not a kosher animal? After it's cut, you mean?
You can't eat it, yeah.
It's cut?
Yes, you cut it in a way that it's not going to... No, everyone will know it's not kosher meat.
Okay.
Amar Abaya. So Abaya answers, Amar Kerav, and Itatamas Mizmiz Bechaisam. The Torah tells us that you should break down and shred the mizbeches of the way desire. But the pasuk continues, "Layisasum came Hashem alekechem." You shouldn't do the same to catch him to the Eibusher. So here we see that the Torah doesn't want us to be to not treat Hekdesh in an undignified way. So even though this Hekdesh is gonna die, we don't want you to just cut it in half like that.
And lock it up and wait until it dies. It's not a bizayim. Are you telling me that it's not a bizayim?
It's not a bizayim, but a dayim.
It's a big bizayim.
Yeah, but you're not doing it. It's just dying.
You're not doing it. You're locking the animal up in a room without food and nothing. That's not a bizayim. And you wait, it's going to lose weight and starve, and that's not a bizayim.
But your action isn't a bizayim. You lock the door, someone else, could always be opened by someone else. It'll be open tomorrow. Here, you're cutting it in half.
Both are bizayim. In one, it both ways the animal suffers a lot, and it's a big bizayim.
Yeah. Okay, I hear you.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree. That, yeah, definitely a point there. Rava Amar, Rava says a different reason. Maybe this is why Rava disagrees. Rava says the reason why you're not allowed to cut it in half is because it looks like you're matam lumbakachim. And the din is that it looks like you're
placing a mum on a kitten.
Now, bizman not bias, there was a din that not only can you not make a real mum in kachim, you can't even do something that looks like you're making a mum. You can't even do something temporary. Even that is awesome. Now, obviously, let's let the Gemara finish. So the Gemara questions, Nira, is that called Nira? It looks like he's making a mum. Mumma Alyahu. He's making a serious mum. He's killing the animal. Well, what do you mean it looks like he's making a mum? He's doing the worst thing you could do.
By what, cutting it?
Yes, by cutting it in half like that. When do we say that making a mum is a problem when, based in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, and this animal is roi to be makris. But hashta the lechazila krava. But now that in our times, it's not chazila krava.
That's exactly what I was saying. You cannot offer it today.
No. But he's not saying. No. He's just, one second. He's saying leis lamba. There's no din of matzel limba kasher. There's no din of there's no iser of causing a mum in kachim. So the actual iser of causing a mum in kachim doesn't apply today, because that's the iser deraisa, I guess. But the iser derabanan, which is a iser even something that looks like you're making a mum, and that's because because the idea of that iser is to respect kachim. You know, a lot of times when people, the way people interact with objects, it shows how they interact with people. If someone throws something, like, you know, it shows that he's an unsensitive person. Now, so the person wouldn't just, like, you know, and so it's very important to treat kachim with respect. And that applies even today. So the idea of making a mum is much.
That's mitrabanan.
Yes. So the idea of making, if you make a real mum, so then that's a real problem, because you cannot bring something with a mum to the Beis HaMikdash. But if you do something that's only nira, it's a different idea. It's just about respect. And that applies today too.
What's, for instance, nira? Tell me.
I don't know. There's a lot. I think in Bchayres, there's a lot of
give
times.
Give me an example.
I don't know any. I think that in Masach Bchayres we speak about it, because over there there's a lot of times when you have a prayer, you want to give it a mum.
So Rava said, in this case, we're talking about a nirei mum.
So Rava tells us, why can we not shecht the animal of hekdesh bizman hazeh? Because it's, why can't we shecht it in a way of gistera, in a way that everyone will know, by cutting it in half? Because it's disrespectful to hekdesh. Nirei k'matal mum. Yeah.
If there's such a thing as Nick.
Yeah. No, oh, yeah. That is for sure. You want to understand why there is, but the fact is that there is actually one of them. Now the Gemara asks, and what Rava just said, the Lehave Kimatal Mumbibamu. The Afag of Lechazel Akrava Aser. Why did Rava say that the problem of slicing an animal into two is because it looks like you're making a mum? Why didn't Rava say a different issue? And that is that there's an Isser, there's a Rabbanan of adding a mum to an animal that already has a mum. Even if an animal already has a mum and it cannot go to Beit HaMikdash, you're not allowed to add another mum to it. So too, let us consider the fact that today there's no Beis HaMikdash like the first move. And by you slicing it in half, you're adding a second move.
Where do you read that?
It's in Rashi.
Where does Rashi take it from?
No, Rashi's just teaching Ayin. Let us, even if you consider the fact that today there's no Beis HaMikdash like a move, there's still a problem of adding a move. So why didn't Rabbah tell us that that's the problem of slicing an animal in half? That you're adding a mum to something that already has a mum. Or put it this way, even if something already has a mum, you're not allowed to add another mum. So for sure, if something doesn't have a mum, you're not allowed to give it a mum. And for the Gemara, so let's continue reading. That even though it's not right, to be makriv aser, after the Gemara, baal mum nehid lechaz legus.
Also to cause a mum.
Yeah, it's also to cause a second mum in an animal that already has one. So he says nehid lechaz legus veledam michat bismat beis hamikdash kayam. Why do we say that you cannot add a second mum to an animal that already has a mum? Because the animal still has a value. Yes, you cannot bring it to the Beis HaMikdash for a carbon, but you could sell it and use that money to support the Beis HaMikdash. If you add a mum, you're diminishing the value even more. And that's why it's a problem. Whereas, Bizman Hazeh, there's nothing that could come out of this animal. Nothing. You can't sell it. You can't, obviously, you can bring it for a carbon. So therefore, there's no problem of adding a second mum, even though it already has a first mum. And therefore, it won't explain why you cannot check this animal that's worthless, that's totally worthless, and will never be worth something. And the only answer that fits is what Rebbe said before, which is that it's near kimakamum. And the idea behind that is that we want you to respect hektish animals. We want you to respect things of hektish. Okay.
But we it's two ideas that contradict each other. If you're saying that today, because the animal has no value regardless of whether there's a moon or not, regardless of whether there's two moons or three moons or 10 moons or not. So why you don't want to add a moon?
Yes. So what comes out from here is,
if it's a question of value.
Listen, that's exactly the point. That you can add a moon. There's no problem with adding the second moon.
You say the Rabbanan don't want.
No, the Rabbanan say there's a different issue. There's let's put it this way, there's three things here. There's moon number one, mum number two, and then there's, it looks like you're making a mum, which means you're making no mum. So if you can, what is cutting the animal in half, is man is that? Which one is it? Is it the first mum? No. Because the first mum, think of the first mum as what qualifies it to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the first mum. So by you cutting it in half, are you cutting the hektish animal in half in today's day and age? One second. Would you consider that the first mum or the second mum?
If there's a mum before, then it's the second mum.
The mum before is the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash. The first disqualifier is the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's the major disqualifier here.
So that's not a mum.
Right, but the point is it's totally disqualified already because there's no Beis HaMikdash.
So that comes back to the question we were talking before. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no moon, so there's no hekdesh.
No, I said that that's not up for.
If there is a hekdesh, then there has to be an inyan of moon. It goes together. You cannot separate that. If you say
of course there's an inyan of moon. Right. But the question is there a problem with making a moon?
Yes. Because it's hekdesh.
So there is no, but
regardless if it's the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not, if it's hekdesh, and we consider that it's Hekdesh, then you cannot make a moon. There's probably one opinion says it's Hekdesh, the other one says it's not. But I'm saying if it's Hekdesh, then you cannot make a moon. Not one, not two, not ten. What's the difference? Whether it has value or it doesn't have value. I don't understand. What's the difference? And if you're saying it's a question of value and not a question of hekdesh, okay, that's different. So then it's a different reason. But if you're saying today hekdesh is still hekdesh, so if it's hekdesh, you cannot make a mum. You cannot lock it up and make a mum and let it die.
You're bringing a good point for the.
You have to be. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Fine. Anyway, let's continue. Ashkisha Rabbi Eino, Rabbi Loi, Dikai.
So we cannot conclude anything from this, right?
Yes. So in short, what do we have here? We explained why hektish cannot. Why the din of hektish is manazeh. Of an animal, obviously, what you do is you lock it up. Why can't you shecht it? Because people might eat it by mistake. Why can't you cut it in half? Because either according to Abaya, the reason is because that is something we do to avoid the zara. And the Torah says that only avoid the zara is allowed to shred. Kachim, you're not allowed to shred. That's why we're not allowed to cut it in half. Rava says a different story. Rava says that the reason why you're not allowed to cut in half is because it's near a kimat el mum. What does near a kimat el mum mean? That means that there's abundance to disrespect hektish animals. Fine. So now we have a new sugya. Andrei Rabbein, Rabbi Lai.
So we cannot draw any conclusion from that.
conclusion. So I just said we have what we all we tried to set out to do is to explain why Kachim, a behema of Kachim, is sentenced to be locked up and not cut from the foot or not cut in half and not shechted. And the reason is because according to Abaya, because you're not shechting. Shechting is a problem because someone might eat it.
Right.
And cutting it from the foot, like we do have a desire, is busy in kachim. It's busy in kachim, according to everybody. But the question is, why can you cut it in half? And there we have a machlekes in Abaya and Rava. Abaya says the reason why you're not cut it in half is because the Torah says that is something you do to avoid desire, and don't do it to kachim. Break down their mizbeach, shred it, destroy it. Don't do that to kachim, and this is a fundamental, essentially destroying the hakdash animal. Rava says the reason is because it looks like you're giving a mum, and the idea of it looks like giving a mum doesn't, it has nothing to do with the actual animal. We're not looking on the animal. Obviously, this animal has no value and it cannot have a value. What we're looking at is your approach to the animal, how you respect a behemoth of something that belongs to hakdash. Fine. Ashkeche. Rabbi Yehuda found Rabbi Loi, the Kaya, Pischa the Tzur. He was standing on the door of the city of Tzur. Amr Lektani, it says, Behema Tiyakna. That an animal should be cut. We said before that animal should be cut from the bottom. Eved Mai. What about an Eved? What if you buy an Eved from a Shuk from a Beit Zara? What do you do with it? Eved Yisrael, like coming by you. If it's a Yiddish slave, you know, there's no question, obviously. You know, you should buy him and free him, and that's a big mitzvah. Even if the money, you know, may go to Avodah Zarah, or I don't know if it goes directly to Avodah Zarah, but it's talking about the shuk where maybe it may go to Avodah Zarah. Chikami Bayale, why do we have a question? Eved Yisrael, what about if there's a slave that's being sold, and the slave is a guy. My, what is it? Are we allowed to buy him or not? What kind of
an Eved that was with a Baal who practiced Avodah Zarah?
No, but Eved himself is a guy.
Eved is a guy, yeah. And?
Are you allowed to buy this Eved if the money is going to
Avodah Zarah?
If the money is in a shuk from Avodah Zarah, yeah. Amalei Maika, and I'm not clear exactly to what extent is it Avodah Zarah. Is it that the person may use it for Avodah Zarah? Is it that taxes are going to Avodah Zarah? Is it that all the money is going to Avodah Zarah? I think that's a little that may make a difference. But all what we know now from the Gemara is that talking about a shuk shel Avodah Zarah.
It's a market. Is it going to Yakiveinu Olai?
Which verse are you reading?
Yep, okay.
But okay.
No, I'm sorry. Eved Mai.
Eved Mai. Oh, so Rashi just wants to tell us what you know. When we buy this Eved, do we kill the Eved? Do we kill the Eved? You said the animal that you buy, you should kill. What about the Eved? Amalei Mai Kami Bai Lecha. What kind of question is it? Tanya, we have a clear brisa. Hovi Lechavim. A guy, v'arei be'medaka, and a yid, whose business is to feed be'medaka. What's the problem? Be'medaka, people that are shepherds of be'medaka, they're probably ganavim. And even today, there's some businesses that we say, you know, oh, that's like a mafia business. And nothing comes to mind, which is, there's many of those. So, le'maylin v'le'meirid. So, these people, the guy and the yid at the ganiv, loy ma'ilim v'loy meiridim. We don't cause them to die. No, we don't save them when they're about to die. V'loy meiridim, we don't cause them to die. And in as many cases, let's say they're in a pit, you know, we don't go bring them a ladder to get out of the pit.
We don't take them out from the pit.
Yeah, we don't save them from the pit. But on the other hand, we don't push them into the pit. So we see from here that you're allowed to save a guy. You're allowed to. That we don't kill. We don't kill Gaya.
We're not allowed to kill.
Yeah. So when we buy an Eved, that's a guy. You don't just take him and kill him.
Well, that you're not allowed.
When you buy an abbot from a shuk shalom v'gazara, yes, exactly. We don't do that. It says that we're allowed to buy from this marketplace. Animals, slaves, and shvachis, women slaves, Eved Yisrael, Edoma, Filo Eved Yisrael. When we say that you're allowed to buy from them, are you allowed to buy a goyish slave? I'm going to stop for Eved Yisrael. It's probably a Yiddish Yid, a Yiddish slave. The Eved Yisrael, remind me by it. If it's a gracious slave, then what kind of mitzvah will it be to redeem him? This is not the case. You're allowed to buy even a gracious slave. Why? When you buy a slave, he becomes chayiv mitzvah. And then when you free him, if you free him, he becomes fully chayiv mitzvahs. When he's a slave, he's only chayiv mitzvahs ki'isha. When you free him, he's fully chayiv mitzvahs. So in doing so, you're doing a good thing. You're adding, and that's a good thing, and that's why you're allowed to buy this. Yeah. Rav Ashi counters and asks, "Atu behema, my machis tam ketachas kanfei shchina." That same brisa says you're allowed to buy an animal. And obviously, you're not enabling the animal to do mitzvahs, so that cannot be the logic behind this brisa. Ella, rather, the reasoning behind the brisa is mishum miutayu. We want to diminish what belongs to the guy, and by buying something from the guy, you're diminishing his property, diminishing his.
Not really. You're giving him money in exchange.
That's true, but so I saw quickly.
So you cannot say that
just
a minute.
So there's a whole long discussion about who's more happy when you buy and when you sell.
Well, that we spoke about that.
Oh yeah,
we spoke about that.
Okay, so there's a long discussion about it, and you know that some
he's
people
he's going
say,
to be very happy and go to his avodah zarah.
No. The idea is that when you have a meicher and a lekeach, you know, today we look at it in the capitalistic societies that each one is happy. I'm happy to buy and I'm happy to sell, but I think. There's a long discussion, and maybe in those days it was different, that when you're selling something, you're always on the losing hand. You know, you rather keep what you have. Oh. And I'm sure it's more detailed than what
you
I'm saying. So I saw it in the article, a long discussion.
When you sell something, you always lose?
Yeah, the lekeach is always the sad one. The maker is always the sad one. The lekeach, the person that's buying it, is always happy. Because he got something new, and yeah, I mean, of course. Because you're taking something away from the goy.
You decrease the goy.
Yeah, you decrease from what the goy's property. Fine. Amar Ravashi, sorry, where am I holding? Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov zavin sandala. Rabbi Yaakov bought a sandal, a shoe. Rabbi Yirmiyah zavin pita, and Rabbi Yirmiyah bought a bread, both from Goyim, and each one, we'll see what happened. Amar Echad Chavrei, one told the other, Yasma avad Rabbi Chachi, a Yasma, like, you know, a careless, I guess. How did you do that? How did this rabbi do this? And he was talking to his friend. So the other person told.
How did you do what?
How did you buy the bread or the shoe?
What do you mean? How did you buy?
You'll see in a second. Amaleidach, Yasm Chaver Rabbi Chachi. The other guy said, "How did you do it? How did you buy it from a guy?"
Yeah, give him money and that's it.
And wait, the question is, seemingly there was a problem because of the way Zara. The Tarvayim Balabai is Zavan. Really, they both bought it from a Balabai. We mentioned yesterday that when you buy from a proper store. Part of what you paid, part of the money you paid will be going for taxes, which will go to the Avodah Zarah. But when you buy by a Craigslist, as Rabbi Karasik said, then...
In those days, taxes went to Avodah Zarah. Today, they don't go to Avodah Zarah.
Right. But when you buy from just a random guy, the taxes, they're not, the tax man won't know to come to collect taxes. So none of your money will go to Avodah Zarah. And that's what really happened. They both bought from a private person. The chol chad v'chad savar, and each one thought, Chavrai, that his friend, Mitagrizavim, bought it from a proper vendor. And therefore, they each one questioned, you know, how do you do that? And I don't know why they didn't have, why are Malamas Chus on each other? Why didn't they, should have been the opposite, instead of each one saying, hey,
how did you do it?
They should have said, look, I figured out a way to do it, and I'm sure he also figured out a way to do it. But that I don't know the answer to.
So what does this brass bring us?
It's just a story.
Yeah, but why are we bringing this story?
Well, it's about Avodah Zarah, and it's about what we discussed in the Mishnah. If you're allowed to buy from Avodah Zarah. We only have an issur when you buy from a proper vendor. The shakli mixed the minute that the taxes I take. Avo.
Minasager, meaning a merchant.
Avo balakiach and balabayas. But if you're taking from just a regular balabayas, the loy shakli minay nichsa, like the tax man will not come collect taxes, then it's mutter. I'm a rabbi reader of the Rav Chia. Yeah, we mentioned it yesterday, yeah. If Rabbi Yochanan was here, but after the Keshakli Mikhla, in a city that they take taxes, Afidami Balabayas, if they take taxes, even from the Balabayas, have an Aser. Then he would have said it's Aser. So how did these people buy it? Hechizavin Balabayas. The Balabayas Shani Kavua Zafin. They bought from a Balabayas who was not Kavua. Either they bought from a Balabayas and no taxes were collected from a Balabayas, or they bought from a Balabayas, Shaini Kavu, a Balabayas that never ever sells something, and therefore the tax man does not come to collect taxes from this Balabayas. Fine, that's the Mishnah, and here we're going to get to this Mishnah. We're going to need the Gemara to explain a lot
If he did, that means you couldn't buy from him?
Yeah, if taxes were collected, then it's a problem because the taxes go to Avodah Zarah. You don't want your money to go to Avodah Zarah.
So what? One second. When we say dinan malchus adina, what do you do with that?
No, but that's only when it's not, doesn't interfere with Torah. Torah says you cannot support Avodah Zarah. So
you're not supporting Avodah Zarah. The malchus takes a tax. What are you going to do?
No, the problem isn't the taxes. The problem is if the taxes go to Avodah Zarah.
Yeah. So
you're not allowed to live in a different city.
Even today, you pay taxes.
They
go for churches.
Sure. How does it go for churches?
Federal government helps.
They don't help churches.
They do. Even today.
I think it's separate.
No, it's not separate. No, they're giving money for church organizations. So are we saying we're not paying taxes?
I think over there, this money they have to give, part of them goes straight to the Avodah Zarah. Here, it's a different, goes one big account, and then different.
Yeah. So anyways, these are things, the following are items that you're not allowed to sell to a guy.
Some people don't
want to
pay taxes.
I know Dina de Malchus Adina. So?
They don't work. If you don't work, you don't have to pay taxes. Then you'll get money from the government.
It doesn't go against Torah. What you're not allowed to, I'm not allowed, Yidden not allowed to make Avodah Zarah. But if the government gives money to Avodah Zarah, what are you going to do? Okay, right.
So I didn't have a. Okay, so let's read this mission. The following items you're not allowed to sell to the guy. It's rebellion. We're going to leave it at that. We'll see what the Gemara tells us. Ubunoi suach, and this is why I got the article, because I didn't look at this before, and I wanted to see what the types of these things are. It probably won't help me much. But so far, we'll leave it at Ubunoi suach also. The Gemara will explain it. Uptetris, and uptetris are stems. Stems. And the Gemara will get into this too.
Stems?
A vegetable stem.
No.
We'll see what it's referring to. Well, the vine, garlic, the tannin, the lavan, and a white chicken. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mutter limkur leitarna delohim. You are allowed to sell a white chicken, bein leitarna delohim. If you're selling a bunch of chickens, if you're selling 100 chickens, and a bunch of them are black, and then a few white in the stock, that's fine. Lizmanchu lifni asma. If you only have one white chicken to sell, then kaitei asetz ba. You cut one finger, such that it becomes a mum. Once it has a, it becomes a baal mum. Once it has a mum, it won't be eligible for avodah zarah. And then you can sell them. They don't bring a chaser, an animal that's lacking in something, to, they don't serve it to the avodah zarah. Everything else, stam and mutter. If it's just, if he's just buying it, the random guy walking into a store and buying it, it's fine. If he explicitly says, and I'm buying it for avodah zarah,
right,
then it's a problem. And we'll see clearly, we'll see soon what exactly this means in the Gemara. Rav Meir says, Av dekel tav, v'chesev aser. A dekel tav and a chesev is also aser, and again we'll see this in the Gemara. Vimkel avodah zarah, you're not allowed to sell it to them.
Chesev aser, chesev is what?
The Gemara will tell us. So, my Yitzribulin, what is Yitzribulin? That was the first thing we said in the Mishnah. The answer is Tunisa. The ternisa. What is a ternisa? A ternisa is a. So, Rashi tells us it's a min erev. It's a kind of erev. It's a kind of a branch exactly.
Erev is a special tree.
I don't think erev has fruits, Bob.
No, I don't think so. No.
That's what we're going to say later. Period. So here he says actually that even though Erev does not produce fruits, the Shita does produce fruits. So this Erev, this one is one that does produce fruit.
What do you mean the Shita?
Yeah.
What's a Shita?
Shita is in the name of the Erev.
Oh, the Shita produces fruits?
Yeah. And here he goes, he touches it as a, some people touch it as a pine. Anyways, Uraminu. We're going to ask a question from Shavir, where we see that Yitzribula seemingly means something else. Again, we just typed Yitzribula means Ternisa, and here we're going to see it means something else. They also said that it's Asr, you cannot do business with the following produce. And again, I'm sorry, I didn't see this before, I didn't have this. But I see here, he doesn't touch it any better. He doesn't say what they are.
What does he
say? Why doesn't he touch it?
Because
one of them don't touch it. Yeah, but, okay. These are the Adach Yitzribulin and if you want to say that Yitzribulin means Ternisa, then, this Shita tree, Misa B'Shviyas, is that vegetable? Is that chayav and shviyas? Vatzna, and we see in the Mishnah that klal. We have a rule b'negas shviyas. The kol sheyishli ikir yesh to shviyas. Anything that has an ikir, and what does an ikir mean? That it's able to exist after the winter. It's able to exist
during the winter.
Yeah,
it's called
it's able
nikar.
To survive a winter.
Vegetable
can't
live to the winter.
If what?
Vegetable can't live to the winter.
Right.
Okay.
But no, he touches kishuyin and gluyin. This is not. It has to be a vegetable that can survive the winter.
Cannot.
It can. So apparently, kishuyin, which is like squash or gluyin. Right.
No.
I guess. Not
American winters.
So we see from here that. So it must be something that has an ikar. And what we just said, which is that the way we touch it to bullion, which is turnista, which is a min, which is a shita tree, it does not have an ikar. So how could we say that it's Yitzribulin means Ternisa? El Amar Safra, Perid Yarza. It's something else. It's Perid Yarza.
So what
now,
is it in Anika? It's a, what exactly?
It's the fruit of an Erez tree. So the fruit of an Eretz tree is called Yitzribulin.
I think it, I know it probably has deep roots that it could live through the winter.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Right.
Rashi says,
anyway, so the peri d'arizo. It's the fruits, and the fruits itself, they obviously do have the dinyan mishvi. So it does fit with this bryson, this main rep and bryson. Fine, b'nei suach. What are b'nei suach? Amar v'chana, amar v'echanan. They are t'enei chiyursa, white t'enei, white figs. And again, this is something that you cannot sell at stam because it might be used for avodah zarah.
Like white chicken,
right. Uptetris, and we said in the Mishnah they're stam.
Potatoes?
Potatoes, no. It's not a new item here. Rather, it's talking about the same items. When is it Aster? When you're selling it, when you're selling the Itzribula or the Bnei Suach, the white figs, when they have the stems. If they don't have the stems, then it's not Aster.
It changes the word with a base. It says open territory.
Oh. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, right.
What's the difference?
It's not if it says with above, then it's a new item. It's a third thing.
Bib
means these two in this time. It's qualifying the first two items. That when are they aser? When they have the stems. Fine. Levaina, another thing we said is levaina, which is garlic. Levaina zaka. It's talking about pure garlic, or it's another species actually. That doesn't mean that you purify the garlic, but it's a different type of levaina. Tana, we learned, and mikulan meichlem chavila. All these items, you're allowed to sell them a big pack. Bikama chavila. What is the size of a chavila? And the reasoning is because a big pack is not gonna. You know, for avodah zarah, they don't need a whole thing. They need retail. Yeah. Become a chavila. What is a chavila? Perish of Yehuda ben Mesira. Ein chavila b'chusam yishleishim man. Nothing less than the weight of three money. V'leichosh dilma azu umazvi ma'achrini. So, okay, fine. You're selling it wholesale. But this wholesaler might sell it to a retailer who might sell it to avodah zarah. Umiktiri, and he might be maktiri to avodah zarah. Amar Abaya. Why is it asher to sell to a guy? Because it's lifnei iver. You're giving them a michshel. Lifnei iver they sit a michshel. You shouldn't and help them in any way to do avodah zarah. But over here, and that's a problem. But to take it a step further, that I'm not going to sell it to A, who's going to sell it to B, that is not an issue. I'm selling it to A. What A does with it is not my problem. If A goes. I mean, what A does with it is my problem, but if what A does is all okay, and the only problem is what B does with it, then it's not my problem. The Tarnagelov. Okay, now here the Gemara is again at the whole sugya about Tarnagelov. So, he said in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to sell a white chicken. Amar Abiyena, Amar Abzera, Amar Zvedi, Ike Demasmi, Amar Abiyena, Amar Abzera, Tarnagelimi. Somebody walks into the marketplace and he says, who has a chicken for me? Who has a chicken for me? So he didn't specify. He's looking for a white chicken.
But he didn't say white.
No, he didn't say white. He's looking for a chicken. So then there's mucho lingre le tarna de lof. You could sell him a white chicken because he doesn't care for the call. Maybe he just wants to eat it.
If it was white, then you would feel it would go to avodah zarah?
Then why does he, what does he need a white one for? There's a chance.
He likes white?
Well, that's a Obviously, when someone buys a white chicken, we're not 100% sure what it's going to do with it.
Right.
But the Mishnah tells us that because it's likely that it might be used for a dessert, we cannot sell it to him. Fine. Tanagul, lovingly, what if he walks into the market and he says, who has a white chicken? Then Aser, you're not allowed to sell him. Aser
Limkel. You would say the same if he says, who has a black chicken?
No. Because black is not used for a dessert. Black, maybe he just likes black.
How do we know?
That's what the Mishnah tells us, that they use white chickens
for
Avodah Zarah.
White chicken for Avodah Zarah.
Yeah. Even today, it says that for Kaparis, you shouldn't look too hard for a white chicken. Because, I think it says it, right? And for Kaparis, you shouldn't look too hard for a white chicken.
Yeah, every
because that was made of Avodah Zarah.
For Kaparis, that's the only thing we take, is white chicken.
Right, but if it's...
Most of the chicken are white.
Huh? Today,
most of the chicken
are white.
Yeah, but if you look too hard for it, it comes like minute away. I'm almost sure it says it. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, now Rabbi Yehuda, maker who by tiny the love one. Oh, 1 second. Tiny the love one, me, I'm going to tiny the. Then you're not allowed to sell him a white chicken.
What?
If he specifies, I need a white chicken. You cannot sell him a white chicken,
right?
Now Rabbi Yehuda, maker who by tiny the love one. What did Rabbi Yehuda say on this? That you can. What? Oh, you could tell. Yeah, sorry. Maker tiny the love one, minute tiny the. You could sell a bunch of chicken. This is one white chicken in between, that's fine. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said on our mission. So the Gemara is going to analyze what this means.
Rabbi Yehuda said what?
Rabbi Yehuda said that you could sell him a box of chickens, and if there's a white chicken in the box, it's fine.
As long as he didn't specify the color.
Oh, we don't know.
As long as you sell him a whole bunch of chicken.
But we don't know what happened.
If he says...
What did he
wants a white chicken, and you sell him a whole bunch of them.
So we don't know yet. We don't know yet. That's exactly what the Gemara wants to discuss. Hey, Chidon, what's this talking about? If he came into the market and he said, who has a white chicken?
Absolutely, okay.
Then, in such a case, even if it's Benetan Galen, it should be awesome because we know he's looking for the white chicken. The fact that he's agreeing to buy your box full of chicken
doesn't change.
It doesn't change the fact that we know that what he wants is white, and he's probably going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Elav. So what we must reinterpret Rabbi Yehuda, what the case of Rabbi Yehuda, the Karmar, Tana Gaila Mi. All he said was, "Who has a chicken?" And even if he just says, "Who has a chicken?" Could it be that even when he just says, who has a chicken? You're only allowed to sell him a white chicken in between black chickens? And you're not allowed to just sell him just a white chicken? That's
a question.
Wait, it's not a question yet. It's... So what comes out from here? Then according to Tanakama, you're not allowed to sell a chicken, a white chicken, even in Tanagalin. So that means the Tanakama is very strict here. It comes out that according to Tanakama, you're never allowed to sell a white chicken. Never. Because even if you walk into the marketplace and he says, who has a chicken for me? You cannot give him a box of chickens and be... And one of the 10 chickens is white. Even that is a problem. Right. Very good.
According to both of them, you're not allowed to sell Tanagalin.
Right.
What's the question?
So we had before, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Zeira, that if you walk into the marketplace and you say, who has a chicken, then you're allowed to sell them a white chicken. And according to the way we just interpreted the Tanakhama from our Mishnah, it comes out that there's never a case you're allowed to sell them a white chicken.
So the Mishnah doesn't. So yeah, okay. So Rabbi Yona has
right.
has his opinion and different
no,
from
the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yona is a Amora.
He's an Amora. Rabbi Yona is an Amora.
Yes.
Okay. So then we have to know why. What's the discussion about?
What's this talking about? When he said he wants Zaveza. He wants a white and he wants a black. So he didn't just say he wants a chicken. In other words, any chicken. He said, he specified, I want a white chicken and I want a black chicken. So in this case, he seemingly, his interest in white, in the white chicken seemed a little bit more apparent. And that's the machlekes between that's where Rabbi Huda and Chacham argue. That what? That according to Chachamim, if somebody walks into a market and says, I want a black and a white chicken, you're not allowed to sell him a white chicken to the guy. But if he says, but according to Rabbi Huda, you're allowed to sell him, if you're able to sell him both, then that's okay. If you have a black chicken for him.
If the guy comes and says black and white.
Yeah. So then you're allowed.
According to Rabbi Huda, you can.
Yes, you can.
According to Chachamim, you can.
You can. Because he specified white. Even though he also specified black. Because he mentioned black, he didn't just say, I want chickens. He said, I want a white chicken and I want a black chicken. It means that the color is important to him. And if the color is important to him, that means
no.
He could already know where he's going with it. So we have a bright supporting this interpretation. When is it a problem to sell someone a white chicken? If he said, I want this white chicken, but if he says, I want this white and this black, then it's mutter. Even if he specified this tarnigal, in other words, he specified the white chicken. Continue what?
Oh.
How do you read? I thought it's a new sugya.
Yeah.
No? How do you read it? Oh, yeah, you're right. I see Rashi talking. Okay. So, a few other times goes there. So okay, Vafilo Amartana goes there. Vafilo Amartana goes there. It sounds like a new Indian. So if a guy.
That's telling you there. It's a lover, right?
Yeah.
If it's a telling you there, lover, and it makes us a suda for them, then you're not studying.
So a guy is making a suda. A guy is making a suda, and he says, I want a white chicken for the suda. So then, because we know that it's not going to go to Avodah Zarah, because we know that he just wants it for Avodah Zarah, then it's okay. Maybe he wants the white chicken there because it looks nice. So or if he's buying it for someone sick, then it's mutter. So the Gemara asks, that a guy that's making a suda for his son, that day you're not allowed to deal with him. And only that person. But that day and that person is lost. So not only are you not allowed to sell him a tarnig lavan, you shouldn't be able to do business with him b'chlal, because it's a day of his chasna, his son's chasna, and he's going to thank the Avodah Zarah. Maybe he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Yeah, because he's makri for Avodah Zarah on that day. Both. Amar Yisrael by Rav Masharshi b'tavz. What we said is mutter is talking about tabzik. Tabzik is like a l'chaim. It's not a real chasana. It's just a small party. And that's where it's mutter. Yeah, that's where he doesn't use it for avodah zarah. But by the real chasm, by the official ceremony, it's like a small
reception.
Yeah. So on a different day. It's not a day of the chasm. It's just a small thing. And he doesn't do avodah zarah on that day. But back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah concluded by saying that the things that we mentioned, the few things that we mentioned, it's your brother Menesuach and Patatrius Levina, those, when you buy it, Stam, it's probably for avodah zarah. But anything else, Stam on any other items, if you're buying tables, chairs, it's not Stam for avodah zarah.
So if it says, doesn't
have
anything Stam,
then
you're allowed to.
If Yerusha,
if he says it's
Paris,
but once
we're
done, then you're not allowed to, no?
Yeah, but this is talking about Shakal. Yeah, right. So, but Pirusha, but if he says clearly that any Pirusha, there are thoughts. So my Stam and my Pirusha. What is Stam and what's Pirusha? Even if Stam and Kamar Chiti Chivrit. If you say that Stam means he just said he wants white wheat. And Pirusha, the Kamar Vedic Chavim, but Pirusha is when he said, I need this white wheat for Vedic Chavim. Then we don't need the Mishnah to tell us that you're allowed to sell them Stam. But we don't need the Mishnah to tell us that we don't. Well, it's obvious that if he's not buying a five by desire, it's okay. If he's buying a five by desire, it's not okay. Ella Stam on the Kamar Chiti. Stam means he just said plain wheat. Pirushin the Kamar Chivrista, and the specification is when he says white. So then, Ebazai, Michlal, the time goes for the Stam and Nami life. So from here we would assume that when it comes to a chicken, even Stam is a problem, because chicken, Tainagri Lavan, was stated earlier in the Mishnah, where even Stam is a problem.
Right.
And if Stam means that you're not getting into the details of the color, then that means that just Tainagri plain is awesome. And we see that that's not the case. We see that both of them, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, you are allowed to, the way we explained the Gemara before, you are allowed to sell a Tanakam as long as the guy says the right things. Rabbi Zeir was the one that brought the, Rabbi Zeir over here, yeah?
You said,
tell them you're allowed to sell them white. Right. So from here's mashma that you can't sell them white chicken. So he says, so we're going to reinterpret the Mishnah. Amri lo'aylam stama nekama achiti chivrithi. Stam is when he says white wheat. Pirushin nekama levedit chum. And Pirushin is when he says, he needs a farvay desire. Aye, we ask. If he says, I want a farvay desire, it's obvious that it's awesome. The Pirushin is Tzrichlei. This is the Chiddush. There's a Chiddush here that what? Talka HaDachamina. We would have thought, Hi Gavra, Lam Nevadit Chavim Kabayi. He's not really using it for Avayit Zara. Ela, Miva Kudal Avayit Chavim. He's glued, he's stuck to Avayit Zara.
Very true.
Yes. He's very tied to Avayit Zara. The Tzavar Kehechida, who Gavra, obviously, just like he's stuck to Avayit Zara, Kulam Anami Aviku. Everybody else is also. He's very, very self-centered. He thinks that everybody thinks like him.
So we give him cheaper price.
Yeah. So he thinks he'll get a discount. It's like saying, so they'll give it to me. They'll give it to me for a better price. Kamash Malan, we're not going to assume that he's just playing game, and rather we're going to take it at what he says as face value. And if he says I want it for Rabbi Yezara, he's got to use it for Rabbi Yezara, and we cannot tell him.
And if he doesn't,
if he doesn't say, then it's fine. And then it's stamen. So Bar Rabashi asks a question: Tanya Gelovin Katuavim. What if he walks into the marketplace and he says, "I want a chicken that it's missing a finger," and we know that when it's missing a finger,
it won't go to Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, so the question is, Mao, Limgul, Tiny Good Love and Chalon. Can we sell him a whole chicken that's not missing a finger? And what would be the reasoning here? Me, I'm real. Do we say midikamarka to because he said clearly that he wants a chicken with a broken finger, lava vedizkam kabai. He obviously doesn't want it for avedizara because avedizara it's not qualified for avedizara. Idilma, or do we say irimi kamayrim? He's playing a game. He knows that nobody has a chicken missing a finger, and he knows that people won't sell him a chicken for avedizara.
No, he went to the store that he has a chicken.
Right. So he tried to play. He tried to make believe that he doesn't want to provide his
desire. What's the point?
You shouldn't think that he needs to provide his desire. Then he sells it to white chicken that he has.
So he sold it.
He says he has white chicken.
Yeah.
He doesn't have white chicken.
But then why?
He'll be hesitant that he wants to provide his desire.
He wouldn't sell it. Then why did he just say?
He
says that he went to somebody and said he had chicken. He doesn't sell it to me.
You consider
that
chicken?
Uh-huh. Can I buy a chicken? Without mentioning
That's right.
Anyways, so the question is, do we think that he's just playing a game? I would assume, I mean, if it's such a question, just break the finger and give it to him. That's it. That's right. Yeah. If you conclude that okay, in this case, it's taka. We taka consider these playing games and it's usur. What about the following case? Tarnagay lavan me. He goes around and he's looking for. He says, I need a white chicken. The yavu leishachar, like a good customer service, like a good salesperson. He says, oh, I'm gonna give you a black one. I'm gonna give you a black one. The shakra, and he took it. The yavul added, and then he said, okay, I have one more. I have a red chicken. The shakra. And now that we see that he was okay with buying chickens that are not white, Can we now sell him a white chicken? Because we saw that his words weren't so. He didn't really care for the white chicken. Me, I'm gonna came in the yavul shakra. Oh, then the shakra that we gave him a black one, and he took it. A red one, and he took it. Lava, he's come, goodbye. He doesn't really need it for his come. I don't make come. Or do we say he's very shrewd, and he knows that you know by making believe he doesn't need it, he's gonna get it. The answer is take. Yeah, I think should we stop here or? Okay. Yeah. Mayor Amer, Deco Kli. Their mayor says also Deco is after. So what? The Masachta of Avadis Kichavim of Avram had 400 prakim. The Anan, whereas we, Chamisha Tanan, we only have 4 prakim, 5 prakim. The Loya didn't like him, and we don't even know what we're saying. We didn't even understand what we have. My Kashya, what was his question? What was Rav Chisda's? What did he not understand in Masachta of Avadis Kichavim? He didn't listen to our Mishnah, Diktani Rameir Eimer, Av Dekel Tav, Chesed V'Niklis Asur. This is the lesson of our Mishnah. So he didn't understand. And the Rameir said, sorry, Asur, I didn't come to the Chav. What was his question? Dekel Tav, who do we make a so we don't sell a good Dekel? Ha Dekel Bishm is a Minim, but a bad Dekel, a bad pine tree. You could sell. But not. We have clear in a different Mishnah. Ein Bechelam M'Mechub El-Karka. You cannot sell a Goy, something that's connected to the car in Eretz Yisrael. So what's our mayor even? What is our mayor? What's our mayor's chiddush even? That you can't sell not only what's his chiddush. From our mayor's mashma that you could sell a bad tree, and we know that you can't sell any tree. You can't sell any tree. Oh, well,
you could cut it.
But the Mishnah says you can't sell a mechubar lekarka. You shouldn't even sell a mechubar lekarka.
Sell it. Go and cut it. What's the big deal?
But that's then it wouldn't be a okay. Well, it sounds from the Mishnah's mashma that the tree it's a deco, it's not a piece of wood.
No,
it's a deco.
He's going to sell it cut.
No.
Anyways, I'm going to my deco tab. What's deco tab? Fairy's deco. Essentially, this is what you're saying. Deco tab doesn't mean a tree. It means the fruits of the tree.
Okay.
Fairy's deco tab. The chinar rabbanu. Fairy's deco tab. Chinar rabbanu. Not fairy's deco tab. Rabbanu also explains it the same way. What's chetiv? Kasha. What is kasha? It's a type of dates. Nicholas, What is Nicholas? Kiaser Abdimi Amram Rabbi Yosef Kuriti. It's Kuriti. It's not Nicholas. It said in the Mishnah, Nicholas. I had no idea what it is. And I didn't get any better because I don't know what kurti means. Right? Just like, you know what it helps you for? When you go there, Amr's low Nicholas, you ask somebody for a Nicholas, the low Yadi, they're not going to know what you're talking about. Amr's low kurti, but if you say kurti, karaiti, they will know and they'll be able to show it to you. That's why I helped you by telling you that Nicholas means.
Yeah.